아소 멘토키 레이오 엠독소스갈 데독사스테 아넬손 예수 오라노스 악시톤 파라클리톤 토에프네브마 디스엘리티에스 아멘 할렐루야. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. In your presence, O Lord, we feel inner peace, and we feel joy, and we have also great love to you and to one another. In your presence, we forget the whole world behind us, and just remember one thing, that we are standing before your holy throne, one heart, one soul, and one spirit. Bless us and fill us with your Holy Spirit now, and give us your promise to be among us when you said, if two or three assembled in my name, I'll be among them. Be now with us, O Lord, and guide us, speaker and listeners, through the intercession of the Mother of God and the prayers of the apostles and the blessing of this liturgy of Sunday. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Through Christ our Lord, Jesus our Lord, in the kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen. Last time we, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Last time we had an introduction about the sacraments, and we discussed the great importance of the sacraments of our church, or not our church, in Christianity. Now we want to start from the very beginning again, saying, when the Lord created Adam and Eve, he created them without the original sin. Yes or not, Fadi and Basim? سيبوا اللي في ايديك وبصوا لي تحت عينيك مش في ايديك. When the Lord created Adam and Eve, did he create them with the original sin, inheriting the original sin, or without sin? Without the sin. And then the creation went on from Adam until our Lord Jesus Christ. When our Lord Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, was he born inheriting the original sin or not? Yes or not? No. Who say no? And who say yes? No. 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 Yes. No. No is the answer. The main difference between the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and the birth of anyone after and before him, from Adam until the end of the ages, is our Lord Jesus Christ was not born through the normal way of marriage from man and woman. That's why he did not inherit the original sin. And this is the main difference. between the incarnation and the birth. The incarnation means that the sperm which was in the womb of the Mother of God was from the Holy Spirit. How? We don't know. It's something above our understanding, but this is our faith. Because the angel said to Saint Mary, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. That's why the Holy who will be born from you is Son of God. The word Son of God was not here meaning only the divinity, but even the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The humanity, the body that he took from the Mother of God, he did not inherit the original sin. So the angel declared clearly that he was born holy, and Son of God, called Son of God. And she would call him Jesus, which means Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, to go ahead with this idea or with this dogma, we can say that our Lord Jesus Christ was born exactly like us, likened us, as I said before, in everything except the sin. Neither the original sin nor the sin itself in his behavior, because he was perfect man. Now, the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he took from the Mother of God, he wanted to give it to us back, not only to bring us to the incarnated Adam and Eve before sin, but more than that, to give us the power to overcome the original sin, or the results of the original sin, which we brought it to ourselves through Adam and Eve. Is it clear what I said? So our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to bring back, as he took the body from the Mother of God without sin, he wanted to bring it back to us. He wanted to bring it back to us, not only in the shape or the case of Adam before sin, no, but much more than that. Even if we inherit the original sin, he wanted to save us from two things. Number one, to forgive us from the original sin, and to help us to overcome the results that occurred by the original sin. Why? Because we can say, مثلاً, if the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ would save us from the original sin, خلاص, you are not supposed to sin. We are not supposed to fall in sin. We are not supposed to be weak again. But what our Lord warned Adam and Eve from the beginning, that when you eat of this, you will die. So the death happened as a result of the original sin. So the Lord wanted to save us from the original sin, and also to help us to overcome the results of the original sin. Why? Because we still have freedom to do good and bad. And when the Lord said, now the man has become knowing good and bad or good and evil like one of us, like one of us, one of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's clear, written in Genesis. So it means that Adam and Eve knew good and evil. Adam and Eve, because they knew that, they are supposed to fall in sin. So that's why we needed these sacraments to help us. They are, among the seven sacraments, there are four. We call them redemptive sacraments. Redemptive sacraments. What did I? Baptism? Confirmation? Repentance, confession, and Holy Communion. No one can be saved without these four sacraments. No one can be saved completely without these sacraments. These are what they call them redemptive. Or now. Sorry? For the humans or for the whole creation? Actually, the whole creation was not asked or prevented from eating the tree, from the tree. This is number one. Number two, the whole creation was created for the human being. Number three, the creation of the human being differs completely from the creation or the other creation. When the Lord said, let there be light, let there be trees, let there be birds, let there be the sea animals, fish, كل الفش, beasts, whatever. But when he created Adam and Eve, he gave him from his spirit. He breathed in him. So the only creation which received the commandment was the human being. That's why we don't die. We do not, yahad, we do not die.
So before Adam and Eve sinned, like, for example, the animals and the birds, the plants could have died. So there was death indeed in the world, but not for the humans.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Why? Because they were only bodies and souls. They did not have spirits, eternal spirits. The other creation don't have the eternal life from the very beginning. That's why we could eat fish, we could eat meat, we could eat animals, birds, whatever. Because there is no existence of the farcha which you eat after you eat it. But for us, we still have. And the word you will die, actually, he did not mean you will die, the separation between spirit and body. No. He meant the eternal death, separation from God, which is called second death in the Revelation book. The dangerous happened to us, not through the first death, but to the second death. Okay, any other question? Makram, you were going to ask, well, to explain. Thank you. Aya, doctor.
As a consequence of man's sin, the material or other creature did suffer the curse of man. Like God told him that the earth is cursed because of you. So that is no sin, but it was cursed also because of man.
Yeah, yeah. The result of the original sin covered the other creation in a way or so. Enmity which happened between the beasts and the man. For example, the earthquakes, the floods. Yesterday we heard about floods in Russia, severe floods in Russia. Hundreds of thousands of people became homeless in one night. So these trouble signs of the nature actually are one of the results of the original sin. Why? Because this creation was created for me. And when I disobeyed, then the Lord said, because you ate from this tree, the earth is cursed because of you. Mal'una al-ard bisababak. But, taban, of course, we cannot say in... If we say that, yeah, the original... Sorry, I'm going to show you the fasl in the heart the next week. I promised, but I didn't manage. The earth was cursed because of us. But also we have to admit that the whole creation was not supposed to eat or not to eat. Only the man or the mankind. So now back to our discussion, to our topic, that our Lord, through his incarnation, he took the body without the original sin, and he lived on earth without the daily sin. Both of them. And that's why he said, who can rebuke me on a sin? Man minkum, among you, who can rebuke me on a sin? Which means he lived a perfect life on earth. This happens, as we said before, for our account, for our sakes. Because he did not need to do that. He did that for me. Now, if he did that for me, I was saying the four mandatory, or let us say, بسموم بسموهم redemptive sacraments. The four redemptive sacraments. There are unredemptive, جاية من redemption, فداء. الفداء. Redemption, يعني الفداء. Or salvation. The unredemptive means that we can have them, we may not have them. Anointing of the sick people, marriage, and priesthood. Not everyone is ordained priest. Not every man marries. Not everyone needs the sacrament of anointing the holy or the sick sacrament. So these four sacraments are very important and essential. And starting with having the two main goals of the redemption. Our Lord Jesus Christ accepted death, although he did inherit sin, and he lived without sin, and he resurrected. And when he resurrected with a glorious body, the same body that every one of us will take on the last day. When he comes again, when the Lord comes again as a judge, he will give our nature, the eternity, and the same glorious body, the body of resurrection. Now, we want to have that body. How? Start from the beginning. He was born from He was born without the original sin. Yes? Okay. We have to be born without the original sin. How? Nicodemus. Right? Nicodemus. What happened with the Nicodemus? Unless one is born from the water and spirits, he will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So the baptism brings us back to the body of Adam before the original sin. Or in other words, the baptism gives us the absolute and permanent and perfect forgiveness of the original sin. But, which is very important, it will not protect us perfectly from committing the sins. Why? Because the result of the original sin is still with us. Why? Because we are born from man and woman inheriting the original sin every time. And even after baptism, we still have the freedom. We still have the ability to do good or bad, to reject the lusts or to accept them or to go to them. That's why in the baptism, we die, we resurrect, we are born again. The rebirth in the baptism means that we gain a new nature, differs completely from those who are not baptized. Why? Because it's immersing or dying in the water of the baptism, like the tomb, and raising from the water, not with the same nature. Never. Not with the same nature. Khalas, the original sin has gone forever. What still? What still? The ability of falling in sin. That's why we need a permanent help, continuous help, dwell in us, which is the Holy Spirit. Here is the confirmation. That's why the church gives us the confirmation right away after the baptism. Get rid from the original sin and immediately have the permanent power in me to help me either to reject the sin, or if occasionally, accidentally, out of weakness, fall in sin, come back again. So the Holy Spirit helps me to come back again. Taban, we'll speak about the confirmation later, but we are speaking about the baptism and its importance. We now find that anyone who is not baptized, even he is living in like saintly life, he will not inherit that kingdom of heavens. Why? Because he still carries the original sin. He still lives in the old nature. He is still not practicing the death and the resurrection with our Lord Jesus Christ in the baptism. You understand, you recognize now the importance of the baptism? Very important. Come on. The church recognized from the very beginning the importance of that. And from day one, as we saw, the people was called to repent and be baptized. Acts chapter 2, after the sermon of St. Peter, easily they were cut in their hearts, and asked the disciples, "What can we do, brethren?" Immediately, the answer was, repent, be baptized, receive the power of the Holy Spirit and the promise or the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, can one say, okay, preach the gospel to the people? Yes, preach the gospel. And accept Jesus Christ, yes. And say, I accept you, Jesus Christ, from all my heart. You are my Savior, you are my Redeemer. And then he hears, congratulations, now you become saved, now you become Christian. It's a deceiving. It's a deceiving. Just to accept is good, but how to accept is not just to say. Why? Jesus could have said, believe in me, believe that I am the Redeemer from heavens without incarnation, without living on earth, without crucifixion, without suffering, without burying the tomb. Why did he do that? Practically, to perform the salvation. And I cannot say, okay, I accept Jesus now. The moment I accept Jesus, khalas. No, don't say that. You have to go in the same way. You have to take the nature which is saved from the original sin, and you cannot have that without being baptized. Understand the importance of the baptism now? That's why every one of us, even before the woman give birth to her child, they arrange for the baptism. Not as a festival, not as a celebration. No. It's the birth from on high through water and spirit. Is there any question now about the dogma of the baptism? I will go briefly to some rites of the baptism. Practical, what do we do in the baptism? Briefly, Kedaya. Without getting in details. But do you have any question about the dogma and the importance of baptism? Any question? Yes.
We know that some of the martyrs get baptized by blood, right? Get baptized by blood, right? When some of the martyrs get baptized by blood, right?
Yeah.
So, is there a specific technique for baptism? We know that we should dip the kid or the little baby in the, whatever we call it. Yeah. So, if that doesn't happen, so that wouldn't be baptism?
The answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. The martyr practice literally the death with the crucified Lord, because he died for the sake of his faith. He dies for the sake of faith in Christ, for the sake of Christ. We die only in the water, but he dies with his blood. So he offers his life for the sake of the faith in Christ. He is considered baptized, confirmed, repented, received the Holy Communion, everything. He practiced the whole sacraments when they kill him for the sake of Christ, when they kill him because he is Christian. So he doesn't need the baptism from water and spirit. Nam Yamari.
I get baptized confirmation repentance, but how is communion given when I see that?
that the Holy Communion is given to us. Just a minute, I'm answering. The Holy Communion is giving to us. بتقول question again. Question again بتقول المارتير انت قلت baptism, confirmation, repentance. But how about the Holy Communion? So I'm answering about the Holy Communion. Why do we receive the Holy Communion? Why? Remission of sins. And? Yeah? And? Renewing the power of resurrection in us. So every time you eat of this body and drink of this blood, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. The martyrs covers the three things, right? So they don't need the Holy Communion. They will jump immediately to the paradise of joy. But we receive the Holy Communion so long we live. So the function of the Holy Spirit in us weakens a little bit because of us. So we repent, confess, and renew the power in us. Take a boost, spiritual boost in us. But the martyrs don't need that. Any other question? I'm very glad for these questions. They are very practical. And also, you will find your children have the same question to you one day. You have to know them. Any other question, Abbas? Yeah, the baptism gives us the forgiveness of the original sin. And for the adults, the baptism gives us the forgiveness of our sins and the previous sins until the moment of baptism. That's why the catechumen, those who were, you know the catechumen, El Mawazin, those who were spending 1 or 2 or 3 years learning the facts of faith and then accepting Jesus Christ, they need to repent and to confess before baptism. And then the baptism comes to forgive the sins, all the sins before the confession, including the original sin and the sins that I committed before baptism. But after that, I need power from heavens to help me not to fall again easily, to remind me not to fall, and to help me to pray, to fast, to serve, to work on virtuous life, to keep the pure vestment that I received in the baptism. And this is the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit in the confirmation dwells permanently in me. And this is the main difference between me and anyone before Jesus Christ. Before Jesus Christ, they did not have the permanent dwelling of the Holy Spirit in them. But we have it through the forgiveness of the original sin. That's why the wise church gives me the confirmation right away after the baptism, so as not to give a gap between the baptism and the confirmation. Unfortunately, the Catholic, our sister Catholic Church, postpones the confirmation until 12 years old. They call it the confirmation, and they teach them facts of faith, and they bring them here kneeling before the altar, reading something like declaration, something like that, And this is the confirmation. But it wasn't from the beginning. From the beginning, they used to give the confirmation on the same day of the baptism to avoid the period between baptism and confirmation. Because if I pay all your debts, how can I protect you from being debting again? I have to help you from the beginning. This is the confirmation. Yes, Fabiola. And it seems that we'll stop at the questions or leave it right. And time is not important to me. Time is not important. Nachod the sacrament on week, 2 weeks, or time, two times, four times, doesn't matter to me. I want to answer every single question comes to your mind to have complete picture about every sacrament in the church. Yes, Fabiola.
Sorry, it was a minor question, but because you were talking about how the confirmations later in Catholic and I think even Protestant churches, I don't know, what brought that confusion about the understanding? Because when I learned the Catholic confirmation is their understanding of confirmation is that they have to have the ability to confirm their belief, so they wait till the baby is older so that they can say, I do believe for themselves. So where did the misunderstanding,
because the word of confirmation is not to confirm that I have faith,
okay,
but to let the Holy Spirit be confirmed in me. And this is the main difference between that. I do not confirm or declare strongly that I have faith and I studied everything. Right. But the confirmation in our concept means that the Holy Spirit dwells permanently in me, confirmed in me.
Right.
Not from my side, but from the side of the Lord, the third person of the Holy Trinity. Okay. Amal confirmation. Mm-hmm. This is the main difference. You understand that?
Yeah.
Clear, huh?
Yeah.
Marina.
When did it change? Because you said that the Catholics, it used to be right after baptism, like we had.
Because they considered, they explained the word confirmation as Fabiola said.
No, but do we know when it happened? Because a lot of the things we know when the Catholic Church differentiated from the Orthodox.
Yes.
So they changed it from the beginning?
When did they start, you mean?
Yeah.
After the separation, after the split happened. They also postponed the Holy Communion. And this is something strange also. We give the Holy Communion to strengthen the nature, body and spirit, even for the child, even for the baby, so as not to be hurt from Satan whatsoever. Satan does not differ between and differentiate between the baby or the child or the adult man or woman or girl, married or unmarried. He fights against everyone. He doesn't want anyone to come to the paradise of joy, but to go with him in the Hades. Yeah.
Why the 12 years old, actually, in the Catholic Church? If they saying that they have to confirm their faith at that or the 12 years old, faith is not like a momentary thing or something is steady at one instant and continue the same. No, faith is a growth, and no age would limit that growth. So the idea of 12 is just to be kind like they think that it would be just enough to learn what he's about to take. But with the same token, the baptism is taken while he's baby. So it's a little bit of confusion about this. But this is all political things that was done just to in the 10th century. and it was everybody was doing the same thing before that.
Also, as you said, Imagdi, faith does not depend on mind. Faith does not depend on mind. If you ask the child, you will find his faith stronger than yours, although your mind is more mature than him. But this is the faith. Faith is to accept something invisible, you don't see. And this is the faith. And the child has stronger faith than I. Any other question? Ayumakra.
Back to my question. When someone changed from Catholic Church to Orthodox Church, we baptized them again, right? Like we baptized.
Actually, the word baptize again, I don't like that.
So
baptism is once.
Okay.
Baptism is once. Happens once. And because in our church I was going to the rites of the church, include the nurse. Next time, inshallah. We do believe that the birth is birth. I'm not born from the womb of my mother until I come out of her body completely. Yes? So if I am born again with new nature, my mother is the font. The font of baptism, Gornel Mahmoudi. This is my mother. This is my new womb. That's why in our church, unfortunately, there is a window here. It should be door, not window. Why? Because you go from the outer door looking at your mother and say, here I was born. And then you enter the church. That's why we put the baptism outside here. There was no doors in the middle of the entrance. There was just one door here. Go every time you come into the church, you pass on the womb of your mother where you were born to say, here is my new mother. Here is where I was born from. For the Catholics, there are Coptic Catholics. There are Coptic Catholics who were baptized by immersion in Egypt. In the Coptic Catholic Church, they immerse them exactly like بغطسوهم زينا. يعني في الكنيسة القبطية الكاثوليكية في مصر بغطسوهم زينا. We don't re-baptize them. They are immersed. We give them the Holy Charism, which is the confirmation only.
Okay, so it's about the technique that dipping or... So if there is some exception apply at martyrs, they get baptized by blood, and you're going to explain that. So if there is some exception applied, so why don't we accept their baptism? Forgetting about the technique, that dipping, rush.
To be fair with you, during the days of Pope Cyrillo VI, we did not baptize the Catholics.
Yep.
But it happened through later, some of our members of the Holy Synod insisted on that. But I myself, most of times, I don't baptize the Catholics again. I accept their baptism because they are sacramental church, and because the baptism, even if it is by sprinkling only of water and spirit, and because they have priesthood, I only confirm them with the Holy Charism.
I never went to a Catholic church or...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, we shouldn't, but yeah, like in my...
This is what we do. Is this the answer?
Because some people don't say that.
Huh?
Like some.
But sometimes we give them the choice. I tell you something. When I was in England, a lady came to me and said to me that I knew later when my mom was dying, she said, I don't remember whether I baptized you or not. What shall I do? Although I was a new priest at that time, and before going to England, it was in Egypt. I was in Egypt, in St. Chenouda Church, and Bashnuda feast will be on Saturday. So, Taman, I was new priest, and I had to have the answer. I sent a letter to His Grace Bishop Gregorius, asking him for his advice. He sent me the following. He said, in case of doubt whether she was baptized or not, you can baptize her. If she was baptized, then the second one would be just a blessing. If she wasn't baptized, then the second one will be the sacrament. On this concept, we ask the Catholic members, if you do believe that your baptism is not perfect enough and you want to be immersed, I'm ready to do that. If the first one is enough, the second will be blessing. If the first one was not enough, at least it would be a sacrament. That's why in this concept we don't re-baptize them. We correct something or make sure of something to be sure that this person was really baptized, either the first time or the second time. Fabiola. The problem of the Protestant Church is the priesthood. Because, as you know, every sacrament has three factors. The baptizer must be priest, ordained priest, not elected priest or employed priest, ordained priest. Number two, the material of the sacrament. Number three, the receiver of the sacrament. We have the three factors: the receiver, the material, and the performer. In the other churches, unfortunately, they are not apostolic church, sacramental church. They don't have the chain of priesthood. They cut themselves from the priesthood. That's why a Lutheran priest. Retired one. He came to me last week asking for the situation of Muslims and dogmatically. And then we were discussing. At the beginning, when I saw him first time, he said, "I don't know what shall I call you. We call ourselves, we call each other brothers, not fathers." I'll tell you whatever you want. Call me. They don't have the word father. So he will come again on Wednesday because our discussion went deeper, not from the Muslims but through the dogma. And he said, "Oh, I'm 72 years. I haven't learned what you are saying. It's interesting. Do you allow me to have another meeting with you?" I said, "Okay, welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan. Bishmana. If you want to understand what we have." So it's very important to know. It's one baptism, one confirmation. No repetition. And because in the Catholic Church, they don't give the Holy Chrism anymore. They don't have the mairoon. They have the confirmation as celebration sacrament without the oil. We still have the oil. So any Catholic member who comes to our church and accepts the baptism, I baptize him. If he says, "No, I feel that what I received is a baptism," I accept that and confirm him. It depends on the receiver. That's why I said three parties of the sacrament. Hadir, ayo nadi.
So why not
During the days of Pope Peter the 17th, the seal of the martyrs. Yeah, this is the exception that Makram was asking about. There are some exceptions, but it doesn't mean that you cut your arm and baptize your child peacefully at home and say that is a baptism. Because he did not, he tried to baptize him. She did not consider this baptism. She said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Because she, the boat was drowning in the sea. And she thought that they would die. And because she was extremely feeling that they will not be saved, she did that. But by the will of God, she was saved. And
I'm saying about the situation of the second baptism was not permitted for her again, so why did our situation?
Because the Lord accepted the first one.
Yeah, in the case of Catholics, so if they get baptized again, it means that the Lord didn't accept their first baptism?
No. Yeah, Basim? No. That's why. This.
He's wondering.
Because in this case only, it's completely different. The mother was dying, and the boat was drowning. And in her eyes, there was no hope of saving. Right? She said to herself, "How come that I leave my children without going into heavens? The only way I can, I take from this blood which was baptized, purified, and anoint my children." It is a special case. And we cannot apply the exceptions on the rule. Exceptions are exceptions.
I think as well, I have read something about it actually, and the same question. I think the Lord wants to prove that it is a valid baptism. The blood is not to say, okay, any other things, if there is a baptism, and then any other baptism it will be again frozen. No, but he wants to refer that baptism is confirmed by him, and he is accepting the baptism of that woman because of the situation.
In this case only. It was an exception. In case.
Take it on the other side, no? Every baptism should be that the water would be frozen.
Every other baptism doesn't involve blood either.
Yeah.
Because in this case, the sheep used her blood, so it's more than just.
It might be another thing here, but that.
Yeah,
means,
the blood. The blood. Some saints, Bosse doctor, some saints during the tortures, one of the saints, they put her in a boiled water, and she said, "Oh my Lord, consider it baptism to me." And the Lord accepted that. And after that she died. So there are exceptions. Exceptions does not, like, for example, our rules. We have to keep fast, abstain from eating or drinking from midnight every time we come to the church. But there are exceptions. Those who are in prison, in the hospitals, those who have medication periodically, they are under antibiotic and they have to take the antibiotic in fixed time. So every rule has an exceptions. But I cannot apply on the exception and work on them, making them rule. Thank you very much for your time. But I'm glad for your questions. Very important. Faddal.